On the other side would be our opposition with a particular bill, whether it was sovereign immunity, live local, elimination of certain revenue streams, and I would give actual numbers. The reason I did this was to be visual, because when you're sitting with those legislators, they're listening to a lot of people and a lot of information is coming their way. But if this is left with their legislative aide to read at a quiet time, at a later time, when they're really reviewing the bill and really thinking about things, this becomes beneficial because this is what they have. So I'm excited to say many of the municipalities will be doing it as part of a template for the Volusia League of Cities next year. So we went to Tallahassee prepared, is what I want you to know. We were prepared as we went into each legislature. And finally, I want to talk about the bear hunt. On April 5th, there was a public meeting facilitated by FSU on behalf of the Fish and Wildlife for the purpose of discussion on the bear hunt, and I did attend by Zoom. I also sent our town's position paper in the letter that we had the consensus of me preparing. What was discussed were actual proposals for a bear hunt, not so much whether there should be one, but whether there of how it will be managed. And there is a plan that seems to be formulated where they're going to the Fish and Wildlife, they're going to issue 187 permits to hunt bears in mid-December, and a permit will allow the killing of a single bear. According to the Fish and Wildlife presentation, a proposed harvest quota of 187 bears was selected to reach the number of females needed to achieve a 0% bear population growth. The draft of the proposal will be presented to the commissioners on May 7th for a vote in August. I have a telephone call scheduled with the Florida Director of the Humane Society this Friday because the possibility exists of techniques known as hounding and baiting. Now, in bear baiting, what that means is the hunters set up dump sites in the woods with foods like meat and donuts and grease and food waste in order to train the bears to come there to eat. And then when the bears are there eating, that's when they are shot while they're eating. The bear hounding is when hounds run bears into the trees and once up in a tree they are shot. Now clearly the Humane Society's focus is not only on stopping the bear hunt, but if one must be, which it seems there's going to be of 187 bears that will be killed, the Humane Society is opposed to what they call not just a trophy hunt, but also an inhumane one with hounding and baiting. So that is up to date on the bear hunt. And that is all I have. Thank you, everyone. Now from our town manager, Mike.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I've got a couple of additional items. First, we're pleased to announce that we have found a new senior planner that's going to be starting June 1st. His name is Larry Weecraft. He previously worked with Darren at the City of Edgewater. More recently, he's been working with Zeb Cohen and Associates. That's a private engineering and planning firm. He also has over 12 years of service in the U.S. military and with state government. So he's very accomplished on paper. So we're very excited to have him start with us. Next, the building division recently received a rating of 3 on its building code effectiveness grading schedule. That's out of a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the best. This is an audit that's done every 4 or 5 years of the building, our building procedures, just looking at policies, effectiveness, just how they go about it. They look at both residential and non-residential construction and our permitting procedures for those. So it's unusual for a community to get a 3 in both, but that's what we were able to achieve with our group. So we're very happy that they were able to do that. And then that translates, it's one of those things that translates into insurance, you know, insurance ratings. If the town is providing that kind of service, then that benefits everybody. A couple of updates from Public Works. The permit has now been issued for the fire station replacement generator, and we're expecting work to begin soon with that. Also, we are happy to report that the observation tower at Ponce Preserve has now been cleaned of graffiti. It was the same vendor who did the painting at the museum. And they put on a protective sealant that's hopefully making, if there's any future graffiti, it'll be a lot easier to clean. The Ponce Inlet Police Department will be initiating another pedestrian crosswalk detail on Tuesday, April 22nd. And this, again, is with Bike Walks Central Florida to help with enforcement and education of drivers. And let's see, the fire department is going to be offering a hands-free CPR course on Saturday, May 3rd at 9 a.m. in the community center. That's the same one as they did last year. And then lastly, on Friday, May 16th at 10 a.m. Is when we're going to have a dedication ceremony for the new truck. It's called a push-in ceremony, where after its first run around the block, then people come in and push it into the station. So we're very excited for that. So the public is welcome to that, as are you, and we're inviting the ESAB and whoever else wants to come. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And Cliff?
I have nothing new or exciting to offer, which is about the way it should be when you're a lawyer. But I hope everybody has a great Easter.
Thank you, Cliff. And we are down to our final citizen participation, another opportunity to talk with us collectively for 2 minutes before closure of the meeting regarding just the reports that were just given to you by town council, the town manager, or town attorney. Is there anyone who wishes to come up and speak with you? Yes, Mr. Fields.
Steve Field, 6 Marzel. I'd like to just make a suggestion. You're talking about adding 2 pickleball courts. It might make sense to relocate the basketball court to someplace else and have 6 pickleball courts there so all the pickleball players can conjugate together.
Thank you, Mr. Fields. Anybody else? Okay, seeing none, we are adjourned at 4:06. Thank you, everyone, for coming.